Welcome to episode 765 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Ecclesiastes 3 begins with a powerful statement, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." This notion serves as a foundation for our reflection today. The first part of the chapter is a call to embrace the rhythms of life. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 2, "A time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted." Birth and death. At the core of our existence are the undeniable realities of birth and death. Just as the natural world revolves around these cycles, so do our lives. Solomon reminds us that our existence here is not random or chaotic, but instead, part of a divinely orchestrated rhythm. By acknowledging these certainties, we are encouraged not to despair or live in fear, but to cherish the preciousness of life. Planting and harvesting. This metaphor, rooted in agrarian society, applies universally to our endeavors and ambitions. We sow seeds, perhaps at work, in our relationships, or in personal growth, and patiently await their fruition. But, equally important is the time of harvest, a season to reap the fruits, and evaluate our endeavors' outcomes. Life's rhythm means there's a purpose and significance to each moment, whether it's a time of action or rest, of beginnings or endings. Rather than resisting these cycles, Solomon invites us to embrace and understand them, to find our place within the grand tapestry of God's design. Next, Solomon addresses the paradoxes of existence. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 3, "A time to kill, and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up." Destruction and healing. These words might seem jarring. Why would there be a time to kill? Solomon isn't endorsing violence, rather, he's recognizing that life encompasses moments of tearing down, to pave the way, for renewal and regeneration. It's in the contrast of these experiences that we often find the most profound growth and understanding. Breaking and building. Just as a sculptor chisels away excess stone to reveal a masterpiece, there are seasons when structures, habits, or beliefs in our lives must be broken down to make way for new, more robust foundations. Building and breaking are complementary, not contradictory. One often paves the way for the other. These paradoxes highlight life's complexities, encouraging us to look deeper and discover the hidden purposes and lessons in every season. Balancing emotions and actions. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 4 to 5, "A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing." Weeping and laughing. Life is an intricate dance of emotions, and Solomon acknowledges this spectrum. In our pursuit of joy, it's essential to understand that sorrow is not an anomaly, but a part of our human experience. By recognizing this, we not only validate our feelings, but also appreciate the moments of joy more deeply, knowing they come from genuine places in our hearts. Mourning and dancing. Grief and celebration are two sides of the same coin. Mourning allows us to process loss, to reflect, and to value the transient nature of life. On the flip side, dancing symbolizes celebration, gratitude, and the embracing of life's blessings. Solomon's words teach us to fully engage in these seasons, giving ourselves permission to feel deeply and authentically. Casting and gathering. Life requires discernment. There are moments when we need to let go, to cast away things or relationships that hinder our growth. Yet, there are also times to gather, to pull close, to reconcile, and to forge bonds. Understanding the right season for each action is a hallmark of wisdom. Embracing and refraining. Not every moment is ripe for closeness. There are times when solitude or distancing is beneficial for reflection, growth, or healing. By the same token, there are seasons to draw near, to connect, and to express love and unity. Seeking truth amidst life's challenges. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 6 to 7, "A time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak. Seeking and losing. Our quest for meaning, understanding, and purpose is fundamental to our existence. But in seeking, there are moments of apparent loss, when answers elude us, or when paths lead to dead ends. Yet, these periods of loss can be transformative, pushing us towards greater depths of understanding. Keeping and casting away. Some traditions, beliefs, or memories anchor us, providing a sense of identity and purpose. Others, however, might hold us back. Recognizing what enriches our life, and what weighs us down, is an ongoing journey of self-awareness. Tearing and sowing. Healing often requires a breaking apart, before mending. Whether it's relationships, personal beliefs, or dreams, sometimes they need to be deconstructed, before they can be reconstructed, in a healthier, more sustainable way. Silence and speech. There's immense power in words, but equally so in silence. Wisdom understands the weight of both. Sometimes, the most profound truths are found in quiet reflection, and at other times, they're discovered in the candidness of open dialogue. Navigating life's dualities. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 8, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Love and hate. Human emotions run deep and wide, and we experience an array of feelings throughout our lifetime. While love is the bond that unites and heals, feelings of animosity can sometimes arise from misunderstandings, injustices, or conflicts. Solomon doesn't condone hate, but acknowledges its existence, urging us to approach it with wisdom and seeking reconciliation wherever possible. War and peace. While war often brings devastation, sometimes it arises from a quest for justice or a defense against oppression. On the other hand, peace is the ideal state, a time of building, healing, and growth. Solomon's acknowledgement of these periods in life serves as a reminder that through the challenges and calm, God remains sovereign. Divine timing and human limitations. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Beauty and timing. Each season, with its challenges and joys, contributes to the intricate mosaic of our lives. Solomon assures us that God, in His supreme wisdom, brings forth beauty, even from our most challenging moments. The key lies in trust and patience, understanding that our limited view might not immediately perceive the larger, beautiful picture unfolding. Eternity in our hearts. While we are temporal beings, there's an innate yearning within us for the eternal, a deep-seated desire to understand the vastness of existence and our place within it. This verse poignantly captures the tension of our earthly journey. We are beings of profound depth and longing, yet there are divine mysteries beyond our comprehension. Joy in the present. Ecclesiastes 3 verses 12 to 13, I perceived that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live, also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. Celebrate life. Amidst the oscillations of life seasons, Solomon encourages us to find joy in the present. Whether it's through the simple pleasures of food and drink or the satisfaction derived from our labor, life offers moments of delight and contentment. Recognizing and cherishing these moments is a gift, a divine invitation to celebrate life. Trusting in divine sovereignty. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 14, I perceive that whatever God does endures forever, nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done it, so that people fear before Him. God's eternal work. While human endeavors may be transient, God's actions are everlasting. This is comforting and reassuring. In a world of change and uncertainty, the constancy of God's purpose and design stands unshaken. Father, may the seasons of life serve as a compass, guiding us through the ebbs and flows, the joys and sorrows, and leading us to a place of peace, understanding, and fulfillment. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.